Hi, I'm Curtis.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Hello, I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. Welcome along to season 5, episode 13, I think. Guys, how are we doing?
I am great. How are we all?
Not too bad.
Yeah, doing good. I think this is season 5, episode 13, because I went on to Apple Podcasts to check, and it says we have 92 episodes uploaded.
Wow.
What are we going to do for our 100th episode?
We said before about going out for steaks and stuff, and it never happened. Never.
We haven't had our 100th episode yet, though.
Did we not
That's
say
why
about
it didn't
it before?
Happen. I think we were we not going to do it for like 10?
Probably,
like 10 episodes.
Or
like,
we'll do it for 100,
So we're approaching 100. I never thought of that, actually. Yeah. I wonder, should we just keep going until we get to 100 and then, like...
Stop.
Do our mid-season break there.
Or
will that be the end of the season, actually, won't it?
Yeah, let's do that. Well, we're going to have a bit of a mid-season break anyway, because I'm away on holiday this month. So,
as am I.
Sorry about
What's
that.
New?
I'm going
What's
to new? Italy for a wedding.
That's
Did
right.
You, have you booked your hotel yet?
It's all booked.
Yes.
Well done.
It's a 4-man tent. No, I'm only joking. Guys, so we're all good. That's good to hear. Yeah. We are going to be chatting on this week's episode, Bad Habits and Toxic Traits. And I'll tell you why that particular concept has come into my mind a little bit later on, because I've got a bit of a weird, it's not a weird story, it's just something awkward that happened to me yesterday and it made me think, that's a really bad habit that I need to stop. Mm-hmm. So we'll get on to that a little bit later on. Connor is on quiz today.
Indeed.
Are we prepared?
Barely. There is a quiz.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And that's a minimum requirement for a quiz, is that there is a quiz, so we'll do that. But first, let's start with this.
Speaking of minimum requirement...
I have to get a listener to it, don't
we? No, I've got a couple.
Okay.
We've had a few new followers over on the What's Happening podcast Instagram. Thank you to Kyra Kelly, also Grania Jess Renz. I think that's how you pronounce that. Apologies if I've just butchered your second name. Catherine Murr. Who else do we have? Geraldine McKenna. And also Rachel Dempster, who all followed us. So thank you so much.
Thanks, girlies.
Big shout out to all of our new followers. You can be listener of the week next week if you follow us. That's the minimum requirement. If somebody sends a message to the Instagram telling us how much they like the podcast or
and
even
love
the
us.
Podcast, then you're more likely to be listener of the week. And of course, you can drop us a Apple Podcast review as well. That would be really nice. If you drop us a review, leave us 5 stars. That really, really helps us out. If you hit subscribe as well, it'll let you know whenever there's a new episode available, which is like, as if by magic, we'll just appear on your screen, our three bakes, like,
And we're here. And you can just be like Melissa. Once you get that notification every Friday morning, you'll wake up and that will be the first thing that you listen to, because you listen to each and every episode throughout, don't you?
Yes.
Do you actually?
No.
Of course she doesn't. Don't be so silly.
I was wondering there. I was like, even I don't.
I do listen when I clean the house. I love listening to it when I'm cleaning the house, because I like to... That's kind of the only time I do listen to podcasts. I don't listen so much when I'm driving in the car. I prefer silence in the car these days. Like, literally no music, no podcast, no anything. But when I'm cleaning the house, I like our podcast because it's very light and funny.
Mm-hmm.
If I do say so myself.
Selling it here as she is.
But I like it because it keeps me in a good mood, and I swear it makes the time pass faster. Whereas if you're cleaning the house and you've got music on, I don't know. Having a podcast just works better for me.
Yeah. Do you know what? I completely get that, because I listen to other podcasts when I'm out walking Alfie, right?
Yeah.
With my... Well, it's just usually kidding. Because I have listened to this already by doing it, because I'm hearing what's going on through the headphones. So I technically am listening to the podcast. But what I was going to say was, so I have my Bluetooth headphones, I'm out walking Alfie, and then when I come in, I'll do stuff, but I'll still have the headphones on. But instead of like sitting down and watching TV, I'm up and doing stuff. And
it keeps you doing stuff, doesn't it?
You don't realise you're actually like doing dishes or hanging a wash out or whatever like that. I'm so old.
I know.
No, but it proper
adult
so
old. Stuff,
but
it
does proper make you motivated.
It's
not
efficiency.
Motivated,
makes you efficient.
If you're distracted by what's going on in your ears, you don't even realise or resent doing the chores is what I find.
And that is why you should listen to this while you're doing your housework.
Yep.
Take it from Melissa. Right, what has been happening this week? What have we been up to?
I feel like we've got loads because we've essentially got 2 weeks.
That's true.
Yes,
we do. Well, I'll let you start then, Melissa. You crack on since you've got loads, because I don't have a whole lot.
Well, not loads, but like, you know, bits and bobs. So if you remember, I was heading off to Caboo Cabins. So I went there. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
Like,
it looked amazing.
Just nice in the sense that it was so different to all other like little staycations you go on. Because if you go and stay in a hotel, oh my gosh, so lovely. Like, can't recommend it enough, obviously. But you're always like working towards a dinner reservation or getting mm-hmm. ready or check out the next day. But Caboo Cabins do a minimum two nights stay. So we knew we had two nights there, so we didn't have to like just go down for one evening and then check out in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's all self-catering. So like, you pack up all of your picnic and everything, take it with you, unpack, cook for yourself.
Nice.
So everything's on your own time. So I feel like it was the most chilled out 2 days Scott and I have possibly ever had. Like, I completely kind of zoned out from my phone. I still did worky bits, but I didn't reply to barely any messages.
Yeah.
And he was the same. We went out on a little boat. We got it stuck on the rocks. Oopsies.
Oh dear.
They had warned us not to, but it was very, very difficult. Very difficult.
Who was driving you, or Scott?
Scott, obviously. Okay. I didn't want to drive the boat.
Can I just say, isn't going out in a boat one of the most fun things?
Like,
isn't it
delightful? Did you see? I don't know if you saw, but we went past this wee castle. So once we got through this bridge that was so shallow, which is why we got stuck on the rocks, you drive through and he'd given us a map and we went to like a little castle. It was amazing. What do you say? Look, here's us pulling up on the castle.
Oh, class.
Isn't that so cool? And then we went up and saw the castle. There it is there.
You said it was in Cavan, didn't you?
Yes, it's in Cavan. It is in the middle of nowhere. As we were, like, look how cute this picture is of me on the boat.
Is Cavan...
Haven't posted it yet.
Is it Cavan or is it Navan that's beside Drogheda?
Navan.
Must be Navan because yeah. Cavan wasn't
like
beside
past
it.
Past Dublin, isn't it?
No, so actually, I was looking at it on the map. So Belfast to Dublin was like this uh-huh. and Belfast to Cavan was like this. So okay. It was still like probably an hour and a half, 2 hours from Dublin, but it was a 2 hour drive the same way it would be a 2 hour drive to Dublin. So okay. Kind of the same distance. But yeah. Oh my goodness, the last half hour of the drive to get out there, it was like the most winding roads I've ever seen. Like, I'm not joking. Grass growing up the middle of them, that kind of road. Scott was like, what do we do if another car comes? And I was like, you pull in. He was like, there's nowhere to pull in. The road is the length of the width of my car.
Yeah.
As you pull in at somebody's house or something or your verse. And he was like, I can't do this. And I was like, you can. But we were just totally like switched off. They have hot tubs. They have this little place called the Situatory. Like, Scott and I just played games.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so fun. I kept beating him at Connect Four, which was so fun. And then we beat each other a big, massive game of Jenga, you know, the really tall one.
Yeah.
So it was just so nice to get away and not have any plans. And the only one thing I'll say is checkout's at 10 a.m., which mm-hmm. is quite early. But it actually worked in our favor because you end up being home and you've still got the whole day, even though yeah. it was a 2 hour drive home. So I kind of enjoyed that. And then, of course, we did the Friday show.
We did, yeah.
We did the Friday show together when I got back. That was loads of fun, actually.
That was a lot of fun. I really, really enjoyed
it. And
it
just reminded me that there's something you have to do on the podcast today.
Oh, that's right. I said I would do that, didn't I?
Yes. So during the show to raise money for Cash for Kids, Curtis did 200 press-ups, which I'm not going to lie, I'm still very impressed at. Pardon the pun.
Impressed.
Yeah.
like and that.
Connor and I had to eat a hot chili. What was it called?
A Scotch bonnet. Yeah.
I was...
They were still kicking about here somewhere.
Because he has to do it on
yes,
the podcast today.
So I felt really bad for you guys, and I don't know why I even bothered opening my mouth. I felt really bad for you guys having to do that.
You'd enjoy it though, I think.
I don't know. I was at an awards night, I'll get to that, and uh-huh. I was talking to Pete Snotton, and I was explaining to him how horrendous it was, and he said that he wouldn't even try it.
No, like, I enjoy hot things, and I like putting myself through, but you know what I mean? Like, I like to see.
Pain.
But the problem is, you've got to be in the mood for it.
I yeah. genuinely, like, I voice messaged you guys on the way home, and I thought that my throat had blistered
yeah.
from the burn.
Yeah.
Like,
Can you have permanent damage from eating a pepper?
I really, really thought.
But look, fair play
to
you, because that is
Connor seemed to get it more in his mouth, whereas
I chewed mine.
It scratched my throat the whole way down.
You must have had like three bites and swallowed.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I just wanted it to be over.
No, I kept chewing for some reason.
If you watch, you can actually watch the video over on, it's the Kill FM Instagram or on the Facebook page as well. Like two very different reactions going on. Melissa's freaking out and Connor was so in the zone.
Silent. I was just sitting here.
In the zone.
I have to say, Emma got us Littlemans and I actually wouldn't have survived without them.
Can we talk about Littlemans?
What's it called? Like the piece.
The skin.
No,
of the Littlemans.
The piece that that Littleman gave us.
The relief.
The relief that that Littleman brought to my mouth was like incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. It really, really helped. But you guys don't really like them.
Not a fan of them at all.
I love them.
The skin is weird.
It's like, yeah, you have skin in your mouth.
No, it's not.
It's disgusting.
It's like jelly sweet.
It's not like jelly sweet.
It is.
Give me a Haribo over that any day.
Like a stretchy jelly sweet.
No, it's not good.
It's not. The ice cream inside.
It's great.
So like literally, Ashley brought them home one time and wanted to try them and she thought it was nice. She was like, try one of those. So I bit the skin and I was like, no, this isn't for me. So I had to like eat the ice cream out of the skin and like throw the skin in the thing.
That's what Connor was doing.
I was just
licking. When he was just like licking out this wee ball. It was so funny. So, also big shout out to listener Russ, who sent us candy from the Tuck Shop episode. I've still got some left, but I've been making my way through that.
I've still got the, do you know the watch? So it's one of those
ones.
What did you call them? They were like wee bracelets.
Sweetie bracelets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you remember in school you used to ping them at each other?
Yeah.
That was so much fun. Like
you would bite one off and then
sitting in class and like firing bits of.
Yeah.
Which is definitely disgusting because it comes from your mouth, but even still.
COVID disaster. So then on the weekend, last weekend, I had the busiest weekend ever. I actually thought I was going to die come Sunday. I was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday night, it was Tribe, the gym I go to, their white collar fight night.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. And they raised money for an incredible charity based in Belfast that helps people with their mental health, which I think is brilliant. And fair play to all of the guys who got in the ring. Like, what I will say about white collar fight nights, I said to my friend, I was like, I'm finding this more difficult to watch than like professional fights, because at least in a professional fight I can tell these people know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, they had trained for it, but they just were going in swinging and there were arms everywhere and I was like, oh my god, somebody's actually going to get hurt. And they're wearing protective headgear and like really big gloves, so they weren't really getting hurt, but still, fair play to them for getting in the ring. And then obviously up Saturday morning to do the weekend breakfast show, and then straight from the breakfast show on Saturday, got home, got into Scott's car, and we went to Dublin because it was our wee niece's third birthday.
Aww.
I have to play you guys the cutest video of her. She is so funny. But then straight back from Dublin, I had to be at an awards dinner for 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So like we stayed in Dublin for like 3 hours, then got straight back on the road. I did my makeup in the car, but oh my goodness, it was like some centenary of the bands.
Oh, so it was the Northern Ireland
We couldn't get to our apartment.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness, so stressful. So I've got a full face of makeup on. This is literally outside my house.
Melissa's got a full...
Yeah. That's literally walking out my apartment.
Melissa's got a full face of makeup on and everybody's like, wow, she's really dressed up for the occasion, hasn't she?
So they were all going past the apartment. Scott drove down like a one-way motorway road to get us close to the apartment to get home, because the whole city centre was blocked off. Ran in, got changed, ran out. And then that was another late night after the white collar the night before. So on Sunday morning, I honestly thought I was going to cry. Sunday morning breakfast show again. And what was next? Oh, yes. So then I went for a nap on Sunday, which was great. And then on Sunday night, oh my goodness, have you been to see Top Gun Maverick yet?
Not yet. I need to check it out.
I am not being funny.
I haven't seen the original.
Nor have I.
Have you not?
No.
I did not think I was going to enjoy it. I did not think I was going to like it at all. I wept 4 times.
Wow.
Cried my eyes out.
The thing is though, Melissa, for you, the threshold for crying isn't really that
high. I know, but right. Instead of like, to give you absolutely no spoilers at all, I turned to Scott and I was like, he was like, calm down, like that heavy breathing crying in the cinema. And nothing had even happened. It was just, I was playing out the movie in my head the way I expected it to go. And I'm not saying if that's the way it went or it didn't go, but I was crying before something even happened. And I'm not saying whether it happened or not. And I just, it was so brilliant, so brilliant. And it made me even like the new Lady Gaga song even more, because it plays at the end. It's just so good. It's my kind of movie. I give it 10 out of 10. Scott gave it 8.5 out of 10. He's a much tougher marker than me, but I just really loved it. I'd go see it again any day. Like,
I have seen several reviews at this stage saying the movie of the decade. Are you on board with that?
Wow, yeah. I said to Scott, I was like, the reason I give it 10 out of 10, and I don't really give anything 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
you give a Big Mac 10 out of 10, Melissa?
No, that's true. Any movies, 10 out of 10. The reason I give it such a high rating is I said to Scott, I was like, I can't think of any movie, and I go to the cinema all the time, I can't think of any movie I've been to see this year that I liked more.
Yeah.
I really loved it. And I just find all of that so interesting. And it's like, it's kind of action. There's a little bit of a love story. It's a bit cheesy. And I love Miles Teller. Like, he is such a phenomenal actor. And I'm obsessed with him. And he was in it. So you have to go and see it.
Yeah.
So, so, so good. So other than that, that's pretty much everything. Yesterday, I've got this really, really, really painful knot in my shoulder. I need to go get a massage because I can't get it out. And I've never had a knot on my shoulder before. And it's like tight up the side of my neck and down my back. What are you doing?
Apologies, someone's at my door.
Oh. Is that your Ring doorbell?
It is, yeah. Somebody's there delivering something. Apologies.
So I'm in pain, but other than that, we're all good.
So how did you do it? In the gym? Or do you not know?
Don't know, because it's not like I haven't twinged my back. I woke up with like a knot in my back, but I think it's because maybe I had a bit of a stressful weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it could be like a tension knot, but it's like I can feel it here, but it runs only on the other side. It runs right up my neck, and every time I move my neck almost clicks.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it's on the tightest elastic band ever.
Mm-hmm.
So when I move it, I'm like pulling on it.
Yeah.
And then I got Scott to try and like massage it out, and I could feel like spasms running down my back, and I was like, this is like, it felt like it was loosening out, but it's not gone yet. So yeah. I need to get a sports massage, but it'll be so painful.
You'll be fine, because that moment where it finally gets
released,
worked out, it'll be amazing.
I've never had anything like that before, but I can't wait for the release.
Have you ever had a sports massage
before? No, I've never needed one.
Sports massages are weird because at the time,
sore.
They're not pleasant, I'll put it that way. They're quite intense. They're a bit invasive.
Yeah.
Like they're quite, they get in there, but see afterwards.
Well, yeah, I went to book one today, and then I was going to go to the guy that Scott goes to, but then I was like, wait a minute, I have to take my top off, and that's a boy. Like, I'd rather go to a female.
Yeah.
So Curtis has given me a female.
I've made a recommendation.
So I'm going to send her a message.
It's not often I get to make recommendations, because you two are the ones that do everything.
You should just on purpose just not take his recommendation and go somewhere else.
I might, because she doesn't live in Belfast, so I'd have to drive out.
You should message her and be like, I have been recommended you, but the guy that recommended it never takes any of my recommendations.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm not coming down. Yeah. Do you know what? My last couple of weeks hasn't been too exciting. I've been dying of hay fever the whole time. Literally.
There's this injection you can get, Curtis.
Is there? Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about
it's
this.
It's like £90.
What does it do?
I have had enough injections over the last couple of years.
You should go, but yeah. I actually think that you should go for it, because
you want me to be the guinea pig?
Because you suffer so much. Like, he literally suffers so much. See, on the Weekend Breakfast Show, he gets up about 40 times to go out the door to blow his nose, because he won't blow his nose in the room. It's like every 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Every 3 minutes.
Well, you're up and down like a yo-yo. I just think you should get this injection.
The problem is,
it would give you so much relief.
The problem is, so if you've watched us on socials or anything like that, you probably know roughly what the layout of the Cool FM studio is, right?
Yeah.
Behind us, there's a big window where you can see loads of cut grass. Out there is also where the air conditioning units are.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume that the pollen is coming in through the air conditioning unit, coming into the... And I'm just dying in here. Like, every Saturday and Sunday morning. It's not ideal. And it's only because, see, we've had this conversation before. So you and me freeze to death in here on Saturday and Sunday mornings because the air conditioning's on. Like in the winter, we have to sit in here with coats on, right? But it's not on during the afternoon. And I'm not really dying in here during the afternoon. It's only on a Saturday and Sunday morning.
So you think it is that?
It has to be the air conditioning. It has to be.
Fair.
So, literally been dying. And it's funny because Connor was dying on Friday when we did that show with Hay Fever. And I was fine. And I was like, oh, yeah, mate, that was me last week. And then Saturday morning, straight back to square one. No, I will look into that injection because I've heard good things. I've seen a good review of it. So I'll have a look at that and see. I've just had a lot of injections recently. And
we all have.
I don't know whether it's experimental or not. Like, what if... So something puts me off doing these things, right?
Yeah.
You ever hear those medical things you can go to? Like, you go and do tests, you take part in tests and they give you money for it.
Yeah.
There's one of those places in Belfast. I heard a story one time where a guy went and took part in one of these things and his head swole up.
His whole head is like the size of a balloon.
You're always going to hear stuff like
this. I'm like,
this.
I don't want that to happen to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But I just feel like I always think about people who get migraines and sometimes there's two things you can do because there can be two causes. Some people get the piercing on their ear. Apparently it causes major relief.
Heard about that.
Relief.
And then there's another one. Actually,
a lot of people get migraines and it comes from like a tension in their jaw and their jaw locks up so they get Botox in their jaw, which I think what Botox does is it relaxes the muscle.
Yeah, it loosens it.
So their jaw can't clench up and then that stops the migraine. Mm. And I think if I was suffering, I don't suffer with migraines or hay fever, I would do whatever I could to like relieve the pain.
You might not even be able to get it though with your nut
allergy. I know my nut allergy, so I would walk in. And that's
are
what
you
happened.
Allergic to anything? Yeah, right, way you go.
That's what happened to me. I told you about that with my booster, didn't I?
Yeah.
So I booked into one of those centres and I sat down, sleeve up and everything like that. And they were like, any allergies we need to know about? I was like, yeah, nuts. And then they were like, sorry, you have to leave. Like, okay. I probably wouldn't be able to get it. That's a very good point, actually. I mean, I will look into it and I will let you know because it could be a fun experiment for the podcast to see whether it works or not.
Yeah.
So aside from dying from hay fever all week, the only other thing really is dying from CrossFit because I've jumped now from my beginner's classes into the full-blown classes and what seems to have happened is that I have forgotten that my beginner's classes are beginner's classes and moved into the full-blown classes and I'm in bits this last couple of days. I've done two sessions and I am...
Making a wee boy out of you, mate.
Yeah, I'm not as fit as I thought I was because there's people... in those classes who have obviously been doing it for years, you just go and smash the thing and you feel like you should be keeping up with them.
But that will be in 6 months, mate.
I really hope
so. You need to work up to it.
I really, really hope so.
Because essentially you're still a beginner.
Yeah.
I am. No, that's a really good way of looking at it. And I posted one of my personal bests this week and it was a personal best. There's a wee app you're in and the whole theme's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a personal best for me because it was the first time I'd done that workout and I posted it. And then all of a sudden, like on the app, all the other people who are registered at that gym can send you high fives. But my times weren't great. So right. I'm like, are they sending me pity high fives? Is that like, yay, you tried, well done. Do you know what I mean? Or are they genuinely like, no, well done, good effort. So I don't know, but...
Don't compare yourself to others, Matt.
The only person you're trying to beat is yourself.
Exactly.
It's hard to remember that when there's people around you smashing it.
But again, that will be you in 6 months' time.
Again, I really
hope so. We're building up to it.
That's pretty much my week, aside from the show we did on Friday, which was great fun.
Yeah.
And we raised loads of money for Cash for Kids. What was the overall total just while we were there? It was like 42,000 or something, wasn't it? Yeah, £42,008 or something like that. So if you listened to that and you donated, thank you so much. We had a lot of fun doing the show. If you missed it, basically what we did was people made donations and requested bangers.
Mm-hmm.
Some great tunes in there. Again, I did 200 press-ups once we raised, was it £200? Pound of press-ups or something like that. And then for £400, £500 actually, you two get Scotch Bonnet Chili.
We should have really asked for more money for you to do that. Like,
I know. Because the thing is, whenever it came to mind, we knew where the bar was and we could go above that. So, I mean, we could have went for a grand for each of them, to be fair.
We hit yours within like 5 minutes.
I know, because I was like, we're never going to get £200.
Yeah.
So we announced it. And I was like, we're never going to get £200 in 15 minutes. If we raise £200 in 15 minutes, I did the press-ups.
Yeah.
And then literally like 30 seconds later, Jenna from Cash for Kids came and was like, we've hit it. I was like, what? Like, what are you doing to me? So that was a lot of fun, and I'm sure Connor's going to elaborate on that more when he tells us about his week.
Yeah, so we of course did the radio show last Friday, which it was nice for us. Like, I know that we're used to doing the podcast and stuff, but it was
nice to get it on air. And
yeah, it felt like different doing it. I know this is kind of like live, but like live on the radio. But yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed your company as always.
Thank you so much.
And yeah,
you said that looking at me. What about me? Did you not enjoy Melissa's company?
I did, yes, always.
Thanks very much.
And yeah, like Curtis said, thank you so much. If you did donate, we really do appreciate it. I was in London at the start of last week. I was there Monday to Thursday. I flew back to do the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
And yeah,
honored.
I was, I'm sure you are. I'm just getting over a chest infection as well. So try not to make me laugh because I will die of coughing. But yeah, I was in London at the start of last week, just busy doing work bits. I went to a new restaurant. Well, I don't know if it's new, but it was new for me. It was the first time that I'd went. Have you ever been to Dishoom?
Oh my God, I've heard of it.
Yeah, so I would usually go to Dishoom. Dishoom's like really good, like Indian food.
Yeah.
But there's this other place called Brigadier's.
Haven't heard of it.
Oh my God, it was amazing. It was.
I don't like Indian.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not your cup
of tea.
That's
the problem.
Then. It was so nice.
But people love Indian, like, yeah, like die hard for it, and would be their like go-to takeaway.
Yeah.
Indian food's so good.
I never get an Indian takeaway though. Because like, Liv doesn't eat like spicy food, yeah, so there's no real point. But
so we used to live around the corner from one of my old apartments. Now, Ashley doesn't like spicy food and she hates garlic. So if I eat anything that's garlicky, all I hear about for the next 2 days is, you smell like garlic.
Yeah.
So I try to avoid it, right? And there was an Indian, like literally 150 metres walk around the corner from my apartment,
uh-huh,
which several times was voted the number one Indian in Northern Ireland.
Wow.
No, it's like takeaway.
Oh.
It's called Asha, and it regularly wins awards, and I always thought, Ashley's going to go away some weekend with her friends, and I will get it that weekend, and I never got around to it, and I hate myself for it.
You can go back, Curtis.
Yeah, I know.
No, but it's in Bangor. I don't live in Bangor anymore. It's the fact that it was around, like literally, yeah, I could walk to it, pick up my dinner and get home, and it would still be piping hot.
Yeah.
And I just never got around to it. So that's my Indian story.
You should do it this weekend, mate. Just...
No, I'm not going to drive to Bangor for anything. Only to listen to Ashley give off to me about smelling like garlic for a few days.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Excuse me, sorry. So yeah, went to Brigadier's. What else did I do last week? I think that was it. I got verified on Instagram.
Oh, that's right,
I forgot! Yeah. That's right. Unreal.
I got verified on Instagram. That is because nothing. Do you want to know something funny? So I was talking to the team at the label a few weeks back and I was like, how do you go about getting verified?
Uh-huh.
And they sent me this link and you have to like upload like 3 different articles or something, like news articles or something that you've been featured in.
Right.
And I did it and then got declined. And they had said to me, they're like, how did you get on with the verification? And I was like, oh, like I tried, but I didn't get it. They're like, okay, like we'll sort it.
We'll hook you up.
They had sorted it within like 2 hours. They just emailed Instagram and were like,
could they sort us?
Verify this person.
Can you hire us?
That's what Good Life FM should do for us.
Yeah.
Can you hire me and Melissa just for like a day?
As a consultant?
Yeah, get us verified and paid as well, obviously.
So the reason behind it was because I'm obviously reaching out to artists and stuff.
Yeah.
So if it looks more legit and everything. So yeah, that happened. I went to this place called, it's this studio that looks like a Star Wars ship.
Oh, you sent the photo of that?
Yeah. So it's a thing called Atmosphere Mixes. So
right.
Like it's going to be like the industry standard in a couple of years' time, but Apple and Amazon are going big for it at the minute. So whenever I first started the label, I thought that there was MP3 and WAV, and that was it.
That's it, yeah.
They were the two formats. There's like so much more. So an Atmosphere Mix is, there's only like 6 studios in Europe or something, and you need to be a certified Dolby engineer.
Right.
So there's only a certain amount of people that can do an Atmosphere Mix.
Uh-huh.
So if you look at that studio, there's like 19 different speakers.
Yeah.
and the music like travels around each speaker, so it bounces off. So whenever you're sitting in the middle of the room, it's just, the only way that I can explain it is it's like you're hearing the music in surround sound.
Right.
But it's as though it's playing in your head.
That freaks me out.
Does
a bit.
That make sense?
That freaks me out a wee bit.
So it is going to be coming like more industry standard. So if you listen to music on Apple, a lot of the stuff, you will have the option to listen to it in an atmosphere mix.
How does that work in headphones?
Exactly. So that's the question that I asked. I was like, what's the point in us doing it if you don't have a studio? Like, does it work for like the average Joe, like who just listens to music on their AirPods? And they said that I think it works with the AirPod Pro. So whenever I listen to like an atmosphere mix in my AirPods and I turn my head, it's as though the music travels. Like if I turn my head to the left, the music kind of like dampens in the right.
Wow.
But that won't happen because it's as though you're going from mono to stereo.
Yeah.
So whenever you have like the capability to listen in AirPods, the music will travel with you.
It sounds really weird, doesn't
it? It's mad.
Do you know what?
Isn't it weird how like you get to a certain point of something and you're like, how can this progress any further? Yeah. How can music progress from literally a handheld device that has a million songs on it and yet they always come up with something?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I've started to use TikTok quite a bit more.
Have you?
Yeah. Like I'm starting to do videos.
I need to go on and share some likes.
But it's kind of it's annoying me because every time I'm like doing something, I'm like, oh yeah, I need to take my phone out to take a quick video here of like something, like where I am. So I need to like keep reminding myself to do that.
It's really annoying if you are trying to make a reel, a TikTok and a vlog.
Yeah.
Because you have to get your phone out and video. You also have to be in the moment and you have to take your camera out and video. And you usually have to video the same thing twice on two different like things because one's portrait and one's landscape.
That's mad.
It's like a full-time job.
See, but this is funny you say that because I was about to say it almost is like a job. So whenever we were at Ed Sheeran, I was just sitting, like I was watching the gig and then Ashley had said to me, she's like, you're not going to take any videos or anything? And I was like, Ashley, I'm actually really enjoying not videoing this. Yeah. So I have no footage from
the
Ed Sheeran concert.
It really detracts from the moment. Like, especially if you're doing it on two mediums because then you're, like, you have to do the same thing twice, or even if you just want to cheers. You might just want to cheers your friend, but you're like, wait, let me video this. Wait, let me video landscape again. You know, you have to do it three times.
Yeah, but it's like Curtis said, you're not enjoying. And I suppose for someone like you who is an influencer, it is your job. So you can't really enjoy the moment yourself. Yes, you can, but you're also recording the moment so other people can see.
So yeah, I think that's, like, a lot of the time I make the decision, is this something I'm going to share?
Yeah.
Or is this something I'm going to enjoy? Because, like, when I go on, like, gifted hotel stays, there's been times Scott and I have just booked a hotel, went away and said nothing.
Yeah.
And they're the stays that I've enjoyed so much more because, you know, if it's a gifted hotel stay, I feel an obligation. It's an exchange of services. They're not gifting me that hotel stay for nothing in return. They want content in return. And I always feel such a pressure to deliver like above and beyond. Like they'll want a reel and maybe a TikTok as well. Mm-hmm. So I would say I over deliver a lot of the time, but like it feels like a job. Like you don't act, obviously you get to switch off, but only once I've got everything I need. I'm like, don't put your bag down yet. I need a video of this.
Yeah.
Don't eat your dinner yet. I need a video of this. And that, like, that's annoying.
Yeah,
I know that's annoying.
Yeah.
So, like, the best times we have are never documented because we just enjoy them for ourselves.
I saw a TikTok the other night of whenever you're, like, out for dinner with an influencer, like, say there's someone that's taking a video of
I
your
saw
food.
It.
There's someone just sitting there with their knife and fork ready to eat.
Ashley, it got to the point where Ashley stopped taking photos of my dinner.
Yeah.
Like, because she would have, like, for Instagram, would have done, like, hers and then flicked up the camera to mine, like a wee boomerang or something.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where she stopped doing that because by the time she'd got it, like, I had, like, a piece of steak hanging out of my mouth or
but
something.
But you don't want to ruin it. Well, I don't want to ruin it for the other person either. Like, I always feel a bit guilty. But then you're like, okay, this is my job. Or like, especially if I'm being paid to do it, then I'm like, this is not for your enjoyment. This is work.
Yeah. Do you know what
we
would
can
be
enjoy
nice?
It after.
Think back to like the old days of radio presenters, right? Radio presenters were given all that stuff. Like,
and they didn't do anything in return.
They just got to enjoy it. All they had to do was come on a Monday morning and talk about it.
Yeah,
had a great time. You should check it out. Yeah. That was it. There was no videos. There was no Instagram. You got to go and actually enjoy it.
You know,
which is crazy. But
there's a lot more expected, I guess. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe I just put that pressure on myself. I don't know.
Go follow Connor on TikTok. What are
Please
you?
Please do. Just at Connor Coates.
Follow me on TikTok too.
Follow you both.
What is my TikTok?
Curtis on Air.
Is it Curtis on Air?
I think so.
Why do you know my
What's
TikTok
mine?
And I don't?
Because I remember.
Sorry,
Melissa
that's me on TikTok.
Before. I think it is Curtis on Air.
It is I'm going to go and look.
At Curtis on Air. That's me. Go follow me. There's one TikTok on there.
Yeah.
If you could like it, that would be great.
Just speaking. So we were talking about massages there. I'll mention this in a second. See if you're going to an airport anytime soon. I know that you've probably saw like the on Twitter of Dublin Airport. I think it's Dublin, Manchester and Leeds airports, which are like mental at the minute. Gatwick was crazy on Thursday. Like whenever I was coming home, the queue.
Would you say it was like Dublin Airport? Because Dublin Airport is giving me bad nerves because that's where I'm flying from in a week.
Same. I have to go to Dublin in 2 weeks' time and our flight's at 8.
What date's yours?
We go away on the 18th.
Okay.
So let me know what it's like. We have to fly out at 8 a.m.
Well, the bride flies out today. So I.
Wow.
Okay, cool.
I might message her.
Yeah.
You know, see how it was. It's either today or tomorrow she flies out.
Yeah, so it's mental.
Like. It's freaking me out because we go to Vegas in July.
Yeah.
The 11th of July we go. And you would imagine by then it would be sorted.
Well, I know a girl who flew out of Belfast today and she was like, it was a 10-minute for bag drop and then straight through security. But so Belfast is fine. City airport.
The city's always
city's
good.
A gift. Yeah. Like, city. I just walked straight through security and it's...
Well, I don't know about Dublin. Like, do you need to get there the day before? Do you need to get there
the
5 hours
like,
before?
I need to know if for my flight to Vegas, do I need to be there now?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, camped out, ready to go. Yeah.
But literally, that's what it feels like. I've never in my life seen queues like that. And I said to Scott, did everybody there miss their flights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to,
but
surely.
There's other stuff going on as well. So I had to speak to one of the guys from our news team because my friend was going to Liverpool to watch the Champions League final over at one of the fan zones or something they had there. So he got through security at Belfast fine and all that stuff, right? And then 40 minutes before the flight was due to take off, EasyJet just cancelled it. And they're doing, like, there's airlines doing that all over the show at the minute. I was reading today that Heathrow cancelled 150 flights between EasyJet and British Airways.
Yeah, EasyJet cancelled my flight for Monday, like this Monday last week, and I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I didn't get an email until I went on to the app to check in for my flight last week, and it said disrupted. And I was like,
it's insane. Like,
oh
so he couldn't get through to EasyJet on the phone. There was no EasyJet representatives there to explain what had happened.
Yeah.
He couldn't get booked on the new flight. So he just bit the bullet, booked the flight with Ryanair from Dublin and went down. And luckily, Dublin wasn't too bad. He was able to get through and go. But, so even if you do get through security on time, your flight could just be cancelled.
But I think the thing with Dublin Airport is, and I don't know, I could be wrong. I haven't really looked into it that much. I read an Irish Times article the other day. So they have let off 1,000 employees.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
It was because of COVID. And I think like they would have had to keep paying them.
Though,
no, I know, but like I think they just laid them off because they didn't expect. How could they not have expected that whenever everything opened up again, people would, the first thing they'd want to do is go away?
So, yeah, Gatwick was mental on Thursday coming home. The queues was... And there's like a priority thing. So it said that you can pay £6 on the day and you go through fast track security. So I saw the queue and then saw that and I was like, right, sweet, I'll go through there. So ducked out of the queue, went into the priority thing and I said to the security guys, like, do I just pay for this here through like card or do I need to pay online? He was like... it's online. And I was like, right, okay. So I went online. You can't book it less than 4 hours before your flight.
For goodness sake.
I was like...
That's pathetic. So you had to join the back of the queue again? Oh,
I was like,
God.
Man, it says pay there for £6, like pay on the day. And he was like, oh no, it's whatever it says on online. So I had to get into the back of the queue.
And then you're embarrassed because you're
so
doing the
annoying.
Walk of shame.
Exactly, yes.
And everybody's like, yeah, look at that guy.
So, speaking of massages, I posted on my Instagram story the other night. I was sitting in Starbucks in Gatwick, got up to go to my gate and saw a guy with his top off getting a massage in
what?
Gatwick Airport.
Ballsy.
Like, that's so weird.
Like, tops off, just lying there.
I find it weird enough people getting massages in airports. I completely understand it.
Yeah.
Why is it out in the open?
Taking your top off? Yeah.
Why do these places not, like, book a wee unit and have, like, a curtain where you can go in and get your massage as opposed to just a guy with his top off in the middle of the concourse?
So weird. Like, oil all over his back. It's like, what am I looking at?
That's so, so bizarre. Like, I can't... I've never been able to get my head around the whole... massaged in airports just being out in the open.
Yeah, yeah.
But weird. To have a guy with his top off is
so
strange.
So yeah, we did the show on Friday. I, like I said, just getting over chest infections, so the weekend was not fun for me. Finished watching Anatomy of a Scandal.
Good, isn't it? You see what I mean now about how I would love there to be another series?
Love to
because
it.
Yeah.
It just goes into something so much bigger.
I don't think there can be another series.
There
though.
Won't be.
Okay,
there
it would
definitely...
have to be a completely different storyline. It would have to be so new and so much bigger. Mm. They could keep that. I think they kept it quite small with a few like things that spiraled out. This would, what would happen next would be so huge. It would need to be like a 3-part movie.
Very topical, I would say. That show at the minute?
Yeah, yeah.
About corruption at the highest level.
Government and stuff, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm watching that's very topical as well. I'm watching Designated Survivor.
Yes, that's right.
And I was saying to Curtis at the weekend, like, randomly, because I think this show's been out for years, considering there's 3 seasons and there's 21 episodes a season, which is loads. And I'm obviously in the first season. And the guy who's now in presidency, he is trying to tackle... the gun issue in America, which is so topical right now and on the tips of everybody's tongues. And I'm like, this is so weird. Like, but I suppose it's always been topical in America.
It's always been
a
point,
just a real issue right now.
Have you watched House of Cards?
No.
Heard it's good though.
You love House of Cards. I watched it years ago. Like, it's amazing.
You'll never guess what I started season 1, episode 1 of last night.
Friends.
Yep,
no, you never met.
Did, yeah.
You're such a loser. Such a loser.
It was as background TV. Background TV.
The podcast is good for that.
Why? I know.
It is.
But why start at the... Like, you're going to... Now that you've started, you're going to watch the whole thing
I
through.
Know.
Why not just go to an episode?
Because that's weird.
It's not. You've it's watched weird. It. You've watched
no, but
it
you
six
can't just,
times.
You can't just land in it anywhere.
You can.
You can't
that's
just
what
pick
people
season
usually...
4, episode 10.
You
like,
can
that's...
if you've already watched it.
People say that's that about not... Friends. That's what they love. It can just be background noise.
Yeah,
and
but
episode,
I like it to be
happening.
Background noise, like in order. You know what I mean?
I don't respect you.
That's what I like. I really wish I was joking about
you're
that.
You're mental,
really. Right? Here, do you know, just is that you finished with yours?
Well, one other thing. I started watching Stranger Things.
Scott wants me to watch that.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
I won't. Very because good. I think it's a little bit, I think it's just on the edge of too scary for me.
I tried it back whenever season 1 first came out and I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
But now the reviews of the 4th season, like I've seen people being like, I'm not sleeping tonight because that was so terrifying.
No, well, we've only watched the first 2 episodes.
I'm talking about season 4, the new season that's just come out. People are saying it has
yeah,
gotten...
Yeah, we're watching the
new season. Oh, sorry, you are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People are saying like it's gotten darker than it's ever been.
It has, yeah.
I do want to watch it. Like, I like the whole 80s vibe behind it and
the
soundtrack
know,
is incredible.
I think it's on the edge for me and I don't feel like crossing it because I will lose sleep.
You will.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to watch it.
Everybody says that to me.
I want to give it a go.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll drop Friends and watch Stranger Things. The thing is, I don't know if I can talk Ashley
into
it.
Very different shows, like.
No, I know they are. I know they are. Oh, Friends is what it is. It's just like a bunch of mates who I feel like I'm part of. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you something, Curtis.
That Chandler one.
You're not.
Savage. Savage. The other thing I was going to mention there was I had a knock at the door at 7:15 this morning, right? Mm-hmm. So did you know if you have bulky items in your house when you're clearing out, you can like ring the council and they'll come and pick them up?
No.
Do you know that? We had a mattress to get rid of, right? And it was too big to fit in my car and I couldn't get it to the dump. So I went online and found out that they do this thing. Mm-hmm. They come to your house at 7:15 in the morning.
It's very early.
I'm like standing there in my dressing gown half awake and the guy's like, we're here for the mattress. And I'm like, it's still on the bed.
Need to get
like,
Ashley off of it. Yeah.
It's like, hang on a second. So yeah, that's an option. I just want to touch on something about Connor's week, right? Connor kindly joined us on that charity show.
One second, I need to cough.
Sorry, do you want me to pull your microphone down? No, you're fine. Okay. So Connor kindly joined us on the Cash for Kids
show. I kindly joined you as well.
No, but you didn't give up the opportunity to go to Radio 1's Big Weekend to join us in that show. And for that, I would really like to say thank you to Connor. He turned down the opportunity to go to a massive festival where loads of amazing acts are playing.
Yeah.
Instead, he came to do the show with us. But I will say I'm slightly disappointed in him.
Why? Because I didn't go.
Radio 1's Big Weekend was in Coventry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would have given you the opportunity to go here.
Yeah. Binley Mega Cheapy.
Binley Mega Cheapy.
So I was on Twitter on Friday night and I had no idea what it was. Everyone was talking about it, like people at Radio 1 and stuff. And I was like, what on earth is Binley Mega Cheapy?
It's insane how many times I've seen that place on TikTok over the weekend.
But how has it just like blown up? It's just a normal chippy.
So I think somebody just like made a song about it. Right. And it's just like it became one of those viral sounds.
It's on the news. People have flown from like Australia to get fish and chips.
So people have flown from Australia to go and like it's the most mind-blowing thing, but the song's so catchy.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the thing of it. Like there's people come. I was watching last night some guy live streaming. He's on a private jet from America to come to England to go to the Binley Mega Chippy.
That's mad.
And I just feel like it was an opportunity missed. And I know you couldn't have known.
No, I didn't know it was going to happen, mate. No, so like I said, I was in London on Thursday. I was due to fly home on Thursday evening. I was planning on going to Radio 1's Big Weekend, but I could only be there for the Friday. I needed to come home on the Saturday.
That's a shame.
So he didn't really do it for us. He did it for himself.
I did.
I mean, we always knew that, let's be honest.
No, I did it to be with yous.
We'll, thank you so much.
We'll leave it at that narrative. Yeah.
Right, should we do this week's quiz?
Yeah.
Winner stays on. Phelan is full of hope that his quiz is going to be good the way he led us into it there.
I do have a like a topic for a quiz, but I'll do that at another time, and I think it would be good. There's a bit of work that needs to go into it. It's celebrities when they were kids, so I need to like print off pictures.
Oh.
And then you can like guess. So
just
do that.
Remember that a podcast is very much an audio medium.
I know, yeah. So it wouldn't really work. So this week's quiz, there's four questions.
Got it.
Four questions.
I hope that yous don't get to y'all because I have no idea where I'm getting another question from.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Born ready.
Name me three countries that begin with the word
Melissa.
F.
France.
Yeah.
Curtis. Finland.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Curtis. The Faroe Islands.
Yes, mate.
That begins with T.
No.
No, it's just Faroe Islands.
The Faroe Islands.
Do I get that point?
Well,
I saw that question somewhere the other day, and it was stressing me out because I was like France and Finland, and I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
I couldn't get what the third
one was.
Also
Fiji.
Fiji. Oh, yeah.
Could have been an option.
Fiji.
Okay. 1-0 to Curtis. Question two. The quiz isn't that bad, Melissa. Come on.
So tired.
What colour do you get when you mix green and red together? No.
Melissa, purple.
No.
Curtis.
Go ahead, Matt.
It's brown.
Like a rusty kind of orange.
Green and red.
Green and red
makes brown.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Orange.
No, it doesn't.
Melissa.
Not a color, according to Google. Color palette.
Blue.
No.
Blue's a primary color, so nothing makes blue.
Red and
green and red makes brown.
It orange. Doesn't.
I said purple.
Green and red?
It makes brown.
It doesn't. I typed it in.
I'm going to Google what does green and red make. I know
it
makes
Google
brown.
It.
No, you can't Google it.
No, I'm not looking for the answer. I'm looking to prove that I'm right. What?
Green and
does
red.
Green and red.
Yeah.
Make.
Well, you're Googling it, so you're going to know the answer. All right.
Just whenever you're ready there, Melissa.
It doesn't give me the answer.
It does.
Give us the first letter.
You were close with orange.
Orange?
It does not make yellow.
That's what it says.
Green and red makes yellow.
It makes brown.
Apparently so.
Okay, well, none of us are getting that point, so at least you know you're going to get a winner now.
Okay. All right, thankfully.
Yellow?
Well, that's what it says.
Green and red doesn't make yellow. It makes,
it says.
It makes a dung colour, which is brown.
That's what it says. It said
right,
yellow.
Go dung. You. Right, I will go to Poundland and I will buy a green paint and a red paint.
You won't.
And I will put them all over you.
You're
and
not
mix
going
them together.
Put them all over you. That sounds...
Effort.
Yeah, I will. I actually will today. And I will go home and I will send you a video. And if it makes
paint
brown...
paint you like one of our French girls.
If it makes brown, we will veto if Curtis wins this podcast.
Okay.
I will win. Yeah.
No, that doesn't work.
It makes brown.
Listen, take it up with Google.
Green and red. Okay. And a wee bit of blue makes it like a more brown.
Okay.
But it makes like a dung coloured brown.
Did you say morbid brown?
No, a wee bit more brown.
Oh, right.
Like a,
it's like morbid brown. Sounds like an awful
horrible colour. That's not
yellow.
You're not letting this go, are you?
No.
It definitely said yellow on Google. You saw it with your own two eyes. Moving on.
Ridiculous.
Okay, question two. 1-0 to Curtis.
Can we just all clarify this is yellow?
That is yellow, correct.
Okay, cool.
And that is made up of two colours, red and green.
I will go and buy paints today.
That's the hill she's
right,
going to die
next
on. Like,
question.
There's no point.
The ABC song.
I did A-level art.
Oh my God. So did I. Well, I did double award art. It wasn't A-level. The ABC song has the same tune as which other.
Let's
have
Michael Jackson, Jackson 5.
No.
Oh.
The ABC song has the same tune as which other two children's songs?
What's the ABC song? The alphabet?
Yeah.
ABC.
Once upon a star, Melissa. When I wish upon a star.
No.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
What you are.
No, it doesn't say that
above
here.
The world. So it is twinkle, twinkle,
twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Maybe it is, but they're not the two options that I have here from Google.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Correct.
Is it? Mary Had a Little Lamb? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, okay, right.
That's not Mary Had a Little Lamb. It's definitely Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but okay.
No, it is Mary Had a Little Lamb. Mary Had a Little
It's Mary I'm Had singing, a Little Lamb.
Oh, so it is. You're right.
Lamb.
Right, I'm singing the next option that it said here. And
A, B, C, D, E, F, G is Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Who said Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
I said Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but Melissa, in fairness, Melissa was singing the lyrics to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Are you willing to give Melissa the point?
Yes.
Because the other option that it says here is Ba Ba Black Sheep.
Oh,
that's not right either.
I was going to say I'm pretty...
Oh, it's not.
Ba Ba Black Sheep.
I was singing it in my head. I was like, A, B, C, D, Black Sheep, have you yet?
This is the worst quiz ever.
It's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I am happy to give Melissa that point in the interest of fairness.
Okay.
But just remember that, Melissa, okay? That's, I want you to remember that I did that for you.
Okay.
I can't wait to mix paint when I get home.
Oh my God. Still going on about it?
I can't get over this.
Okay, final question. I did tell you the quiz wasn't very good this week.
Where did you get these questions?
I made them up myself.
Wow. Wow.
What plant is traditionally the primary ingredient in wine?
Melissa! Grape. Oh.
Well done, mate. Well done, Melissa.
Is a grape considered a plant?
Well, apparently so, according to Google, but I got my other questions from Google.
I don't
Google,
think a
so
grape's considered a plant.
Grape. It's a fruit,
it's a fruit.
But like, Curtis.
No, it's not a plant.
Come on, Curtis.
The plant is a vine, is it not?
It's a grapevine.
A wine vine?
You heard it on the grapevine.
Tune.
It's a grapevine. Can I dispute that?
You can, man.
You can. You can go and
you're not
grow
win.
Some grapes.
Sorry.
And I'll go home and mix the paints.
Connor.
Yeah.
That was atrocious.
I know it was.
That was.
I did say it was a quiz. I didn't say it was a good quiz.
That was bare minimum. But look, so was the podcast a lot of the time.
Sorry. Sorry you had to listen to
Fair
that.
Fair enough.
I'm still going home to mix paint.
Stays on. Love it when somebody talks all over the top of the jingle. Cheers for that, Melissa. 92 episodes and that's the first time it's happened.
Yeah, because I felt like it was important to say.
What are you giving off? You still won the quiz.
Doesn't matter.
Forget about it. Let it go.
I can't let it go.
See if you go
let
home.
Go.
Right, see if you go home and you do go to Poundland and you do get paints.
Yeah.
A red and a green. And it does come out yellow. What are you going
to
do?
Forfeit the win and give it to me.
I'm going to tell you, I never went and bought any paints.
Just going to forget about it, yeah. Right, this week we are talking about bad habits, toxic traits, all that good stuff. Melissa's one, I assume, is being argumentative for no reason.
Yeah.
It is not. Yes. I have great reason to be argumentative.
The reason that I thought about this as a concept, right, is because I've got into this really bad habit of just saying good morning to people that I know, no matter what time of day it is.
Oh.
Right, it's so strange. So, like, I'll walk into the newsroom at 2:15 and be like, morning.
People think you just woke up.
And it's like, I don't know why I've done it, but so far up to this point, it's only been to people I know.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, I was out walking the dog.
Oh, no.
Right? And I walked past this man who I've never met before. And, you know, whenever you're walking, like, I've usually got my headphones on, and he sort of went like that there and waved at me, and I went, oh, good morning. It's 5:15 in the afternoon.
What did he say about
you? He stopped and looked at me as if that guy's not, like, what is, like, what's going on there? And he didn't even, like, say anything. He just kind of, like, looked at me so strange and then walked on. And I was like,
I just think she worked night shift.
Yeah.
Possibly, yeah. But in my head, I was like, he thinks I'm an idiot.
That's like, one thing I love doing, though. Like, see, just walking past someone and, like, complete strangers and just acknowledging them and just going, like, good morning.
I love
this. Say back.
I love that you guys find that a novelty. Where I'm from, that's what you do.
See, Ashley hates it whenever we go, like, we were staying away in an Airbnb up on the North Coast and it was out in a wee country road.
You say hello to everybody.
Every,
yeah, I do.
Every single person.
People, like, driving down the road, I always, like, give them a wee wave. And she's like, you don't know them? And I'm like, it doesn't matter.
When I came to the big city and people didn't say hello to me, I thought everybody was so rude.
Yeah.
See, that's so the country rude thing. You say hello to everyone. In the city, it's more like, Connor will get this because I think it's more of a guy thing, but whenever you walk past someone you go,
yeah, you just smile,
just like, you, like, you a wee, like, weird, you don't do open, like, your mouth thing. You just do that smile where, like, your lips go out further than normal and you kind of go,
it's so creepy,
or
it?
The nod, like the nods.
Yeah,
but anyway, my bad habit I've discovered is saying good morning no matter what time of day it is. Like, it could be the middle of the night and I'd be like, morning. So that's my bad habit. I was wondering, do you have anything like...
I have two that I'm doing right now. One of them, I never, ever, ever stop twirling my hair. My dad has said to me for years, stop twirling your hair, stop twirling your hair. I twirl my hair around my fingers constantly.
Why?
Just as a habit.
Yeah. Is it like a comfort thing?
No idea. There's no reason. Like, I just do it. The other one is, I get deodorant on my t-shirt.
Oh my God.
Oh, I hate that.
All the time.
How did you manage that?
I put my deodorant on first,
right,
and then I put my t-shirt over me, and it, like,
I don't get that.
I'm pulling it down.
You're meant to let your deodorant dry in for a minute.
Yeah,
bad habit, Curtis.
Oh, this is a fair point. Yeah, that is what we're talking about.
It's even there.
In fairness, the amount of t-shirts
I saw that this morning, and I was like, I'm leaving that on to show them because we're doing bad habits.
The amount of t-shirts I've ruined with deodorant, like, is crazy.
So I wear that Sure Maximum Protection deodorant. It is phenomenal. You should get the boys' version once you go. But actually, I also don't recommend it because once you go on it, you will never go back. I feel like I'm not... My underarms are not protected unless I'm wearing it. It's like a gel cream formula.
Right.
So it's phenomenal. My armpits always smell so good.
Do they not feel wet, though?
No, you should smell... You should
smell
my armpits. I
don't smell your pit. Like, I'm all right.
Melissa's like, get away from that.
One time, my sister and I were exercising.
Yeah.
And she was like, what's that amazing smell? And I was like, my armpits. And she started laughing hysterically. And I was like, I swear, even when you sweat, it comes through the gorgeous fragrance. And she smelled my armpits and she was like, that is the amazing smell. We were in hysterics. I swear, like, it's amazing. Yeah. But once you buy it, you will never go back. And it's £5 per deodorant.
So what's it called?
It's Sure Maximum Protection. It comes in the box. It's phenomenal.
I'm gonna get my hands on that.
See, when you were younger, did you ever wear...
I don't use spray or anything.
Deodorant?
Yeah.
It was the worst thing.
But this is like
ever.
A roll-on. It's like a cream, though.
I can't. I hated roll-on deodorant.
Connor, change your life.
I
promise.
No, I'm telling you.
It's not... It's the same consistency as a roll-on.
See, as you were saying about the yellow colour and the paints, and you'll die on that hill, I will die on the hill of roll-on deodorant.
Well, you'll be smelly forever then.
But roll-on deodorant to me seems weird because, like, you're using something that's already been on your sweaty pits.
I agree.
To go back over the top.
The maximum protection, when you twist up the product, you roll that product on, that product's gone.
Right.
You twist up some more, you roll that product on, it's gone.
Like a chapstick.
Exactly. For your underarms.
Chapstick for your armpits. I might give that a go. I might actually go and
Curtis,
look for that today.
But once you use it, you'll never go back. You see, I can't use spray deodorant. I can't use any deodorant now. I'm like, I'm smelly.
Yeah.
Unless I'm getting like a delicious waft from my underarms, I'm like, I'm smelly.
I want to smell your underarms now to see how it smells, but I'm not doing it.
Go smell them.
No, I'm
did
not
you,
doing it.
They do smell
I'm
good.
I'm not doing
Connor,
it.
Connor, go on.
That is a bit weird. Okay. They do smell good, though, I swear.
I used to use this stuff, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, Connor. It's a thing called Triple Dry. Have you
no.
seen that?
What's
so
that?
Triple Dry is like a roll-on deodorant, and basically what it's supposed to do is you put it on every night, and it's supposed to, like, stop you sweating the next day.
Yeah.
But the problem is, You have to let it dry in. So you.
Oh my God, I know what you're talking about.
You have to sleep with your arms up like that.
Curtis.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it's a tiny little roll-on. It's about £7. I bought that when I was going to be a bridesmaid, right? They told me to buy that because it's actually meant to stop sweat. It like blocks your sweat glands, right?
So I spoke to the doctor about it and he's like, that's not good for you.
So bad for you.
Yeah. Surely that's not right.
Burned my armpits with that. I had no idea how strong it was. I was like, you're meant to do one roll.
One roll.
I was going back and forth with it, back and forth. My armpits were stinging so much when I showered, when I shaved. Agony.
Yeah, so like I went.
It's not good for you,
Chris. I can't remember why I was at the doctor. It was for something else, but I mentioned, is there anything we can do about, like, I sweat like profusely sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's when I was working wearing shirts and it was always going through my shirts. I was like, I want to stop it. And he's like, well, whatever you do, don't use that triple dry stuff. And I was like, right, the stuff I've been using for like 4 weeks. And that's what he said. He was like, that just clogs up like the sweat glands and that has nowhere to go. And that's not good for you. Like, so now I just, I let it be free.
Yeah.
I just use normal.
Nature, mate.
Exactly.
Nature.
We all sweat. Well, look at, what do you call your man, the actor, Matthew McConaughey? He says he hasn't worn deodorant in years.
Yeah.
There are people who are very against it and use like more natural deodorants because it's not good for you. Especially you're spraying a chemical onto your skin.
Yeah. So there's one I'm seeing all over TikTok at the minute called Dr. Squatch or something like that, which apparently it's a guy's one, but apparently it's like a natural deodorant, all natural.
Well, the natural ones that I know about are called wild deodorants. I see them a lot. They come in like a tin and you keep the packaging and then you just repurchase the bar. It's almost like a bar of soap.
So what is it? Just like air? If it's natural?
No, so it's a roll-on, you wouldn't be here for it.
Okay, no.
My worry is, you wouldn't be here for it. My worry is, you have in your head a particular image of somebody who wears natural deodorant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's changing. Kind of like, it's changing. I've been thinking about trying those wild ones, but I just can't step away from the sheer maximum protection.
Hashtag ad. Hashtag sponsored.
I mean, they say I would love them to sponsor me because I am passionate about this deodorant.
Yeah. Right, Connor, what's yours? Have you got anything in mind?
Yeah, I don't do it as much as I did, but see, biting your nails in like public and stuff.
That's a bad one for me. I try not to do it. My one would be more, like, I pick my thumbs and I'm nervous. Like, the side of my thumbs.
I used to bite my nails really badly. Like, my nails are so short. But these are all my real nails now. Yeah. But I broke one. And you see, when I break one, I bite it down so short. And last night, I pulled the skin off. So, like, the side.
Yeah, you bleed and stuff.
Agony. Yeah. That is a bad habit. But it's only when I snap them. Because it's almost like I'm like, oh, well, I've given up now. So, let's destroy it even more. You know?
Yeah. In fairness, I get that. Like, if you say like, you hit your TV once with a baseball bat, right? And it's broken. You're like, may as well just go the whole hog now. You would wreck it.
Yeah.
I get that. Another one of mine would be, and I like, you two are both very highly motivated people, whereas I'm not. Like, my one is procrastination.
I mean, that's absolute.
Yeah, I kind of
balls.
Understand that, mate.
Very, very procrastinating.
Well, Connor's, I don't think we can say the same thing about Connor.
What? Yeah,
you're a man who plans your life to within
it. I need to, though.
No, I know you do. I know you do. Who was I talking to? Was it Emma I was talking to? I think.
He was talking about the dynamic of working with both of you.
Because really you're funny. Somebody who will book a flight 9 months in advance, and Melissa's someone who will book it 9 minutes in advance.
Yeah.
And I was just like, working with the two of them is so like contrasting because. You were freaking out about Melissa not having accommodation booked for this. And she's like, she's like, I don't care, I'll get it sorted.
We had booked our holiday for next month, last September.
I've known all of 2022 that I want to go to New York for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I actually did look at flights in January. But I know that I won't book that until November.
Your birthday's December, isn't it?
Yeah. So stupid.
But again, I was listening to, you know, Shane Todd.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to his podcast a while back and he was chatting about how he's one of those people who will book flights last minute. But apparently if you leave it to the last minute, you can get a really good deal.
Absolutely not.
So like if you decide to book
if
your
you leave
flight
it to
like
the last 60
an hour
seconds,
beforehand.
Yeah.
No, the flights surely go up.
They go down like on the day off.
Really?
Yeah.
Even I'm not booking a flight on the day off.
No. I mean, that's mad. And you're risking then like
getting to the airport, having time to pack.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and like you would for that you would have to be at the airport and book the flight.
Well,
wouldn't you?
Do you know what? I don't know if I've mentioned this before. Talking about me being a planner, it's something that I would like to do. There's no mission of live doing it.
Yeah,
I would love to just go to an airport probably like a London airport, because you wouldn't get the same sort of
and book the next opportunities
in like Belfast.
You get to go to Glasgow.
Yeah, but like if you were in Heathrow or something, just turning up at the airport and going, right, okay,
where's
what
your next
flights do you have available? And then just booking it and going somewhere. Once you land,
but
get
it's
a
like
hotel.
It's like that TikTok. I'm a bit like that TikTok. Like I think I am a very laid back person, but like to a certain point, like I wouldn't book a flight on the day. So there's that TikTok that's gone viral. I mean, it's like I'll go with the flow. Just what time does the flow start? Like you know that sort of way. I just need a little bit of detail.
Wee bit of notice. Yeah. Anything else you want to add that you might have as a toxic trait?
I'm late for everything.
That is true.
And I really try hard not to be that. That's the thing. Scott gets so annoyed at me. He's like, you normalize being late. And I'm like, I normalize it in my head, so it makes me feel a little bit better because I feel such guilt when I'm late. Because I've tried to not be late.
You know how...
I haven't tried hard enough.
No, I think you've gotten a hell of a lot better. Mm. But like, you know how I feel about people being late. I am late sometimes myself, but I feel really bad. And I know that you do too. The thing that really annoys me is, and I know that there are people that do it, they're late, but they know they're late and they don't care.
They don't care about it.
They're like, oh yeah, I'm an hour late, but I'm here now anyway.
Yeah, I get that.
No, I feel bad. It gets me so worked up. I actually thought it was going to be early today, but I got stuck behind a bin lorry.
Well, I was
late. In fairness though, for how late you usually are, technically you were early.
Yeah, I was. You know? I walked in at 10:35. We were meant to be here at 10:30. And I would have been here literally at like 10:28 if I hadn't been for that bin lorry and those traffic lights.
Damn bin lorry. Yeah. Emptying people's bins. What are they like? Who do they think they are?
Over the Craigantlet Hills, so there was no place to overtake. So I had to let it literally empty about 7 bins before I was able to overtake.
Connor, any more toxic traits of yours?
People that eat loud, I hate
I don't think that's a toxic trait. It would be a toxic trait if you ate loud. But I don't think getting annoyed at people who eat loud.
Oh, okay, something that we do?
Yeah.
Like, I crack my knuckles. Like,
yeah, I mean...
I've never noticed that.
I do it every once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't do it, like, a lot.
In fairness, it's meant to be not good for you. Like, is it meant to, like, contribute to arthritis or something like that?
So, but apparently it's lies.
Yeah. Oh, that's lies?
Well, I've...
Happy
I don't
days.
Know.
Because I like to do it, but I always stop myself.
Yeah,
like
same. Yeah.
Let's go over to the Instagram, see if we've got, because we put a question box on our What's Happening podcast Instagram, and we didn't have a lot of time to get it because I thought we were recording this tomorrow. That would be my toxic trait, would not be reading messages fully. So
I know Curtis could have been the late one today.
What Connor said in the message was, Curtis had mentioned doing this on Thursday, but I'm absolutely slammed on Thursday, so can we do it on Wednesday? And what I read was Curtis said about doing it on Thursday, and I
let's
went,
go.
Thursday it is. So Connor texted me this.
I did think last night, why is nobody saying what time it is? Which is why I went onto my messages this morning to see what time we were coming in at.
Nah, for me, I thought it was tomorrow, so that would be a toxic trait of mine. I do apologise for that. So we haven't had a lot of time to get a lot of responses in on the Instagram, but we do have two good ones here, right? So I'll go with the first one. This is Amy, our listener Amy, who says, I like my dogs more than I like people, but is that toxic? And I gotta agree. Like,
that would be you, though.
Yeah. Like, I remember one time we were out on a team night out to celebrate figures, and... we were with the boss, and I'd said to him, I was like, look, the dog's not feeling well. Alfie was fine.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, he's not feeling well. I'm going to have to go home, just make sure he hasn't booked up. And he was like, you're going home from a night out to hang out with your dog. And I was like,
yeah.
Like, I am. Yeah, like, he's a lot more fun than a night out.
I'd say I've got a little bit of that as well. Like, for me, I've always loved about Northern Ireland that the nightclubs close at 1. I like that. In England, you could be going to 4 or 5. I'm wrecked.
As a DJ,
I like to go home at 1.
As a DJ, how do you feel about that? My fear is getting booked to DJ in England because I know I'll be there at like 6 in the morning, whereas Belfast or anywhere out in the country, it's 2 o'clock at the latest.
It depends where you're playing, because like your set doesn't start. Like, I know people who play in like Ministry of Sound and stuff, and their set starts at 5 a.m.
That's insane.
Finishes at 6:30.
So like, we get up at 5 to do the breakfast show. Mm-hmm. So like, you could have a full night's sleep and then like get up to do your set, which is so bizarre.
That's what they do. Like, they would go to sleep between like
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
8, 9 to like 2 or 3, and then go to the club.
God, we're awful sheltered over here, aren't we?
We are.
Like, we're like 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, that's home time.
But I like the daytime to be daytime and the nighttime to be nighttime.
Yeah. I get that. I absolutely get
And I feel like if you go home after one, I'm not a girl for an after party. I've got no interest. Like, in my opinion, people are too far on by an after party anyway. Like, I don't have FOMO about after parties or anything like that. If you stay at an after party, you're there at 5 o'clock minimum. And your day is ruined because you've spent the morning still awake. And then you don't have the next day. And then the next night, you can't really sleep because you slept all day to catch up. And then you've got your days in reverse. And I hate that. I just like daytime to be daytime and nighttime to be nighttime. I'm a little bit boring, I know.
I get that. I totally get that. Anything else on the Instagram there?
I was just looking on like a list on Google trying to find some bits. Let me see.
Do you want me to pop on? And
oh, I've got it here. Being too shy, I accidentally cut conversation short because I don't know how to continue.
Oh,
I get that. I absolutely get that.
Yeah,
that's so cute. But like, I not in a. Sorry if that sounds like what's the word, condescending.
Yeah,
I get that as well. Like, I used to be a tiny bit like that, where I would be like, on my way to an event, I would be planning question ideas and conversation
what
topics
you were gonna say
in
to people.
My head so that there wouldn't be a conversation lull because I was so nervous that that would happen.
Yeah.
And like ways out of a conversation, cutting a conversation short so that there wouldn't be a lull. So like that's like an anxious thing, I think, as much as shy as well.
Yeah, no, I've been there. Like I find it two different ways, right? So I've been there in a networking setting. So in this kind of job, you have to go to networking events and stuff like that. And I would be like that too. Sometimes the conversation just dries up and you're like, how do I get out of this? Yeah. Or how do I continue this? And like, I would be like, oh, look, yeah, just going to go and get a drink here, chatting soon. The other side of the coin is whenever you bump into somebody you know and you know the conversation's not going anywhere, I'm happy enough to just go, look, mate, I've got to go here. See you later.
Yeah.
And I like, I'm happy enough to do that. And sometimes Ashley, like, will have done it. Say we're out shopping and she'll say to me, that was actually a bit rude. Do you know? But like, sometimes
you've got places to be. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the milk aisle. Do you know? But
then you get home to Alfie.
And then you walk around the corner and they're there again and you're like,
I know. There's nothing worse than bumping into somebody in a shopping like.
Fuck, well, mate, I'll see you later on. All right, good to see you.
You around the corner. Them.
Oh, mate, what
you
about
follow
you?
Follow them round and round and round. Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
It is the worst.
So that one was from Natalie. Totally, I totally get that one as well. Like, so, I think people expect us sometimes to be not as shy as we can be.
I think as you get older, you care a little bit less. Like, not that I don't care. Like, I'm not a rude person. I'll speak to anybody.
Letting it all out here.
But I don't. Maybe care is the wrong word. Maybe worry. I used to worry. I used to plan conversations in my head because I was worried that I wouldn't come across friendly. And now I know I can rely on myself to hold the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you care a little bit less. You trust in yourself a little bit more because you've got more experience doing it. So it's not something you have to worry about.
Do you know what I find has really, really helped me hold a conversation? Doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Really? Like, I've found that has made me so much more chatty. Like, that was one of my reasons for wanting to do a podcast at the start, was like, so I could go on the radio. And
I think definitely it's helped on air.
Yeah.
Because on air is a whole different vibe to conversation in real life.
It's hard to be chatty.
Yeah, it's hard to be chatty because you have to also skip around those things that you're maybe not allowed to say on air. And it also, it's a back and forth thing. And it's not like, well, in real life where you can interrupt yourself, each other by accident. You've got to kind of play off one another. And I think this podcast really helps with that.
Yeah. So here, look, if you have trouble with that, let me suggest starting a podcast.
100%.
So easy to do. And
doesn't matter if nobody's listening.
Yep, and it's not even that expensive to do anymore. It used to be, you had to buy amazing microphones.
It's a great way to practice, and that's exactly why I started my YouTube channel when I was in university, because I knew I wanted to be a presenter and nobody was watching my videos, but I spoke to a camera and edited them back so that I could critique myself with like how I spoke, the pace that I spoke at, my intonation, all of those things.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to practice.
I think we could save this because we got a few responses. Remember last week or on the last episode, we said about doing like a getting into media kind of thing.
Yeah.
That would be a good topic. A couple of people have said they'd be interested in that. So maybe we should do that next week.
Yeah.
We'll have a look at that next week.
Following week. I'm in London next week. Sorry.
You're going to have to wait 2 weeks for that, unfortunately, because Connor has decided he needs to go away again. No, it's absolutely fine. We can do that in 2 weeks.
I'm just checking when I'm back.
Anything else that we want to add to that list? Here's one here. Get a coffee at Starbucks like 3 times a day when I've got perfectly good coffee at home that would cost a fraction of the price.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I get that. Like, but sometimes it's just nice.
Do you know what the best of it is? Sorry to interrupt you. I don't ever drink the full coffee, ever.
Really?
And sometimes I'll get a large because I don't want to look... Well, actually, I've gotten over this habit. I used to order a large coffee. Bearing in mind, I don't even drink a full tall, which is a small.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want the barista to think I was stingy. Right? That was a bad habit. Now I order a tall because I know that I won't drink a tall.
As if they're standing there going, this girl only getting a small coffee. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've just thought of something. People who speak really loudly, like obnoxiously.
We all know a few of them.
Like if they're in like... a restaurant setting or something and they're like just there's no need to speak that loud. Yeah,
that's just being a D. That's being a, you know, for me, bad habits and toxic race when you're talking about it should be funny and lighthearted and stuff like that, but someone, I get what you mean, like someone like that is just annoying.
I didn't want to walk into Topshop and not buy something in case they think I'd stole something on the way out. I was paranoid.
I hate that.
You walk into a shop and then you leave it. You're like, oh my God, I haven't bought something. I stole something.
Well, you're going to have a wee nosy.
For me, that's more normal in like a clothes shop or something like that. My one is when you go into, say, Tesco or Asda, right? Mm-hmm. You have a look around and they don't have what you need and you leave with nothing, but the only way out is through the tills.
And you just Lidl, think, especially. Yeah. Tesco, you can get out.
Getting out of Lidl's is like getting out of prison.
Literally.
Unless you are buying something.
And it's always queued down every single aisle. So you're like, I'm not buying anything. Can I just go through, please? Yeah, I'll pick up something so I don't have to do that. It's so stupid.
That is
a toxic trait.
That's a really, really bad one. Because, I mean, they're not sitting there looking at you, that girl stole something. Like, because if you stole something, it's relatively small. You can't see it. It's like a packet of biscuits or something.
Yeah.
You know, chances are you haven't. But yeah, no, that's such a good point. I hate that when, like, having to leave a shop, having not bought something, and you just think all the security are looking at you being like,
get them.
Another one, asking old friends to meet up and saying we'll go for a coffee and never doing it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you the amount of times I've done that,
I try to go through with all of mine. Sometimes it just takes a while. I think as you get older, your diaries get busier.
Yeah.
But my friend that we used to work with, Marlita, meeting up with her on Thursday night.
Oh, tell her we were asking about her.
It's taken us like 2 months to schedule this in.
Yeah, we really appreciate the invite.
Yeah, no, it's good. Just want to come. Thursday, I can't. I have to do a talk.
I'm washing my hair.
My other toxic trait is that I buy too many clothes, but we all knew that anyway.
But you can put that down to work, can't you?
Yeah, business expense.
Yeah. Anything else to add before we wrap up?
No, I think, well, I'm good anyway.
Yeah, you can head across to our Instagram at official What's Happening Podcast.
What's Happening Podcast.
And the question box is going to be up there for a while. So if you want to drop us in what some of your bad habits or toxic traits are, we would love to hear them. Don't forget, you can be Listener of the Week next week. Melissa's got all the details.
Yep, all you have to do is follow us on our Instagram, send us a message, or leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast while also like writing something nice about us.
What's wrong?
I just got some great news, but I'll tell you after. Like, I'll tell you off the podcast.
Okay, great. That's great. Connor's...
We can have a podcast night out included in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. So Connor's left this on a cliffhanger somewhat.
Yeah. Yay. I'll tell you about it in the next episode.
We will be back in 2 weeks' time then, because Connor's away to London next week.
We can do that because I'm also going to Italy.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, the next episode, that's going to be talking about how to get in the media, all that stuff. And we know a lot of our followers follow us because of that. So if you've got any questions, feel free over the next couple of weeks, drop them into your DMs and we'll try our best to answer them for you. We're by no means any experts, but we'd love to help you out if we could. So drop us some questions, stuff like that, and we will chat to you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.